This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The good things are about to happen here on the Good Day program. Hello to Larry. Everybody say hi to Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry. Say hi to Kurt.
Hey,
she said hi to Kurt earlier. All right, so Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, all here to celebrate. So if you are joining us and you have a bad attitude, would you please go away? We don't want anybody listening, or maybe if you have a bad attitude, we'll fix that. How about it? Shall we play a game? Jennifer's very good at helping us all feel better by being silly, much as anything else, or coming with something that's silly. So what's the silliest thing you can think of right now in your head?
Or jury duty, because we were just talking about jury duty.
Again?
No, because James was on jury duty, and that I was on it before then, and we were talking about the idea that I had for a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just silly, just following the lives of the people mushed together, you know, as they're serving jury.
I think it sounds like a great idea for
Don't
a TV
tell
show.
Anybody. We should keep it under wraps.
Really?
And
no, let's
wonder,
do
why
it.
Why has this not already been a thing?
Exactly.
I know.
And right.
So we
why
were kind of just
podcast?
Laughing about that, right?
Isn't there a podcast someplace?
Oh, I'm sure there has to be. Yeah.
On that sort of thing. Right. All right, so there we have. See, we've already fixed your day. Those of you who have a bad attitude because you've been listening to too much gossip, doesn't gossip undermine most of the good things in life? Can you think, is there such a thing as good gossip?
I think gossip can be fun. Gossip
yeah?
can be healthy.
Give us an example.
Gossip
of a good,
can be
good
bonding.
Gossip.
It's like when I sit down with Jay, you know, we go, okay, what's going on? What's? It's not mean-spirited gossip. It's just, I don't know. When I think of gossip, I don't think about mean-spirited, hurtful gossip.
Yeah,
I think about
not spreading rumors.
Yeah, I think about, like, just chatting and maybe that's wrong because I think there can be very negative examples of gossip. But I think in some ways just sitting down and going, okay, here's what's happening with me. Here's what's happening with you. Here's what's, you know, that kind of stuff is actually really helpful and fun, I think.
Is that not, that's not, is it gossip? Maybe the negative impact, although a lot of the things we talk about with regard to social media are actually, and I'll say this when we do it in that certain segment of the hour, which is coming up, by the way, I'll say this is gossip, social media, things that are trending about this person
gossip
or that person.
Saying, did you hear Doug's dating Marjorie Taylor Greene? Woo!
Really?
And by the way, that's fun.
That's the gold rush.
Right.
That gold rush, yes. By the way, did you hear that? So there have been a lot of things like that. I hadn't thought about it that way. Yeah. Okay. There are no gossipy things, no tidbits, though, because I'm not dating anybody. But thanks anyway, Jennifer.
Come on, you ruin all the fun.
You're always trying to get me hooked up with somebody.
Well, but here's the kicker. You could have been. You could be dating Marjorie Taylor Greene. You met her. You had the opportunity, and you gave her an anti-compliment.
You know,
yeah. Which is the way to Doug's heart, by saying, hey, you're lovely. I love your beefy arms, you know.
So one of the things with her, though, is that it's all about her. I think it would be hard to have a relationship with somebody like that. It's
I would say that we're all a little like that, Dougie. Come on.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that. All right. Well, anyway. Okay. Let's
You're
get
all
to some...
about yourself until you have someone to care about. That's what you have to figure she's like.
Write that down. Thank you.
Right?
Let's talk about some heroes, shall we? Here's the story of a father of four who unfortunately saved his son. That was good from Rip Current. This is a really kind of a, you talk about good and bad together. This guy died a hero, saved his son from the Rip Current on a trip to celebrate his daughter's birthday in Florida, rescuing one of his children. Mark Bryson was his name. They were in Daytona Beach to celebrate his 7-year-old daughter's birthday. His son and a couple of family friends got swept away in the Rip Current. And so he jumped in to save him. There were no lifeguards there. And so he He gave his life to rescue this, well, apparently his partner was in jeopardy as much as anything else, as much as any of these other people. The three people were identified as Laurie McElgott, who was Bryson's partner, 26 years. He got her out and then went back in to help a friend who was still in the water. He said the friend, the wife, not the wife, but the partner, said he wasn't going to leave anybody out there. They fought to try to get to each other, and it just kept getting worse and worse. They were pulled further and further out. And that's what happens in some of these tides that are... I got caught in one once off the coast of Riviera Beach, and I thought I was done.
They're so scary. Well, and I think a lot of times people don't know what to do when this happens, or they panic, and you are supposed to swim parallel to the beach. Don't try to fight the rip current. Don't try to swim directly back to the beach. Swim parallel to the beach until you can get out of the rip current.
Yep. It happened to my dad in Hawaii.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was so funny because it was like telling the story from his side and my side. So would you like to hear?
Why not?
Okay. Yes. So we were there for a broadcast, and the lady that we work with, her sister was in town, and she didn't have anybody to go to the beach with. And so after we finished for the day, we had 1 hour about of beach time. And so I had talked to the guy at the hotel. He set up a little, like, cabana for us. My dad and Paul, who was working with us at the time, went walking down the beach to try to find her. And there they left all their stuff with me, and it was so windy that their stuff kept blowing around, and I was, like, struggling to keep everything together. There's just one of me and four chairs, and everything was blowing around. I felt like one of those cartoons where you had, like, one toe on each chair and one arm on each thing. And then all of a sudden, my dad's good hat gets picked up by the wind and blown straight towards the ocean. So I go running, like booking it, trying to catch it before it got into the ocean. And I get it. And I'm trudging back up the sand and trying to keep everything down. I'm like, where are these guys? Are they out having fun? What are they doing? They come back soaking wet, he and Paul, and they just drop into their chairs. Mm. And I was like, what the heck happened? Apparently, they went in the water once they found her, and just like getting there up to their knees or whatever, and then they got in and they were trying to get out, and they said they felt so close to shore, but they started getting pulled out. And my dad's like, help, help, I'm not kidding. And thankfully this man grabs him and pulls him out, because they were just starting to swim and they had already started to wear themselves out, both of them. I mean, it was incredibly weird because you have kids who are like going by you, but you're being pulled in a completely different direction. So it's amazing that you could be in a small, in a close proximity to someone who's doing just fine when that undercurrent just comes and starts to sweep you away.
Yeah.
Dangerous. Yep. Here's another hero. This is a young lady, 10 years of age, who saved an unresponsive grandfather from drowning in a pool. Now, this is, again, 10-year-old youngster. She called 911. Authorities have honored her. Her name is Aurora Wanaru. I think that's how you pronounce it. Jumped into the pool after watching her grandfather fall into the water and become unresponsive. The man was face down in the water, couldn't get his head above the water, couldn't breathe. So she instructed her grandmother, who didn't swim either, not to jump in to save her grandfather. And instead, she jumped in herself. Police say she was able to muster up the strength and the ability to push her grandfather to the edge of the pool so the grandmother could help get him out. So they flipped him over, and that's how he was saved. Then the young lady called 911 herself. But again, presence of mind, a 10-year-old. How do you, do you train? Think about what it's like when you're a child and what you learn on your own, what your parents may teach you. Then, you're going to join the crowd, or are you an individual?
There's
and
also
here's somebody
something
who's thought for herself.
For instinct, too.
Yeah, right, yes.
And
yep.
Some kids have it a little quicker, and you can see that, actually. And I think it's up to parents to help develop instincts as well.
Yep. All right, here's another circumstance where an officer saved a woman who was mouthing "help me" at a traffic stop, a routine traffic stop. Lucky break for this woman in South Carolina, who was kidnapped and forced to drive at gunpoint by a man who in fact turned out to be wanted for murder.
Oh my gosh.
Good God.
Yeah.
So she pulled over the woman She went through a red light, so she was thinking, okay, how can I get attention, right? That's really what she wanted. She wanted to get attention. So the male passenger wasn't looking at the driver. She mouthed, "Help me," repeatedly to this police lady. And then that's from there. It was all, I guess, uphill in a matter of speaking.
Yeah, and the police officer asked her to get into the backseat of her squad car to at least separate the two until she could get more information about the situation.
Man, put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
Think about
it. Amazing.
Right? Think about it for a second. Who would want to have that experience? Aye, aye, aye. All right, here's another hero. Firefighters going into a burning home to save a teenager's dress for a Taylor Swift concert.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yes.
This youngster made it out of a burning home, but then she realized the dress she planned to wear for Taylor Swift was still inside, so the firefighters, she said, "Oh, my God, my dress is in there." So the firefighters went in to save it just in the nick of time.
Understanding the importance
oh, my God,
of that
yes.
outfit choice for the Taylor Swift Eras concert. It's not just grabbing something out of your closet. It takes days, weeks, months even for people to put their clothes together, their outfits together.
Okay, oh, but
those firefighters were like, hey.
Firefighter's life in to go and find your Taylor Swift dress.
Hey, God, Grace Sparrow was her name. Getting ready for bed when the house broke out in flames. And she ran out, "Oh, I forgot my dress!"
Now, the cat and dog were lost in the fire, but her dress was saved.
Yeah, her dress was saved. God. All right, here are four children, including a baby, who disappeared after the plane they were in crashed in the Amazon jungle. They were found. Talk about this being heroic. This is four children, including a baby, who were alone in the Amazon for a month. They were found wandering in the jungle over the weekend. They were the only survivors of a plane crash in May. All the other passengers, including their mother, were killed. Wow.
13,
this is so
9, 4, and an infant. Those were their ages.
Unbelievable.
Imagine that, huh? Talk about thanking your lucky stars. That's something that I'm sure that family is doing. Always be good. It's good to be thankful. It's 18 after. This is Good Day. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
News on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on your favorite radio program, if I may be so humble as to suggest you're listening because you like it, right? That's why would you put yourself through torture? I don't like that program, but I'm going to listen to it. That reminds me of the caller who I can remember. Jerry the Nut? I think his name was Jerry. He used to call me all the time and tell me he was never going to listen to me again because
every day of the week he would say that.
Whatever my infraction was, he couldn't stand me. But, yep, there he is. So, you know, over the years, had a lot of different callers and people, certainly lots of communication with folks in our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Jen, you can see the picture of Jay and I from breakfast or brunch yesterday.
I saw it, and you guys are adorable.
Yes, of course. Well, we're all adorable when we want to be adorable. So, anyway, we have had long calls, the 855-999-DUG line, the live line into the program, is getting all kinds of callers. We have people that go on and on and on and on and on. There's a lady who called and she was talking about Trump and how bad he is, but yet how good he is, and she went on into oblivion. And then this may be one of the best calls of late on the DUG line. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello.
That's it.
Hello.
Hi. That was fun.
Maybe he got distracted.
That could be, yeah. Because he's in New York and the bees got him. So if you have comments like that, or if you'd like to add a little bit
maybe
more to the
more
flavor
depth.
The conversation, 855-999-3684. Help yourself to that. Today is happy birthday to our listeners. Let's see here. Chris Slammer. Why do I know that name? Does that name ring a bell?
It's a great name.
Yeah,
it should be a wrestler.
David Leosi's birthday is today. Matt Hansen. Tony Guerrero. Is having a birthday today. If you're having a birthday today, that is super duper. Join us on Facebook, and we will declare today a national holiday, right, in your honor. What could be wrong with that?
Yeah, happy birthday, Geminis.
Right? Happy birthday, yeah, Geminis. Aren't you a Gemini?
I'm a Taurus. Oh,
Taurus, that's right, too. All right, so there's a picture on the Good Day. Was that on the Good Day Center? Is that my? I think the picture of me with the Heidelbergers.
It is on Good Day.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. So a picture of some pretty old-looking cusses at Heidelberg at the 55th anniversary of our graduation. And then there was me. No, it was just kind of curious.
He's the handsome one.
Well, there are. Somebody said that they've only been to one reunion. Do you go to reunions? Jennifer, what about you? And I don't know that we've ever talked about you and your graduation. What, and then, you know, whether you've gone to graduation parties, ceremonies, and Jay, the same with you. I don't know that we've ever talked about
For myself, a reunion?
Yeah, a reunion, college reunion.
I went to my 10-year high school reunion.
Yep.
And that was it. I skipped, I don't even know if there was anything else but that.
Really?
Yeah, I think there was like an informal gathering like at 15, and I can't believe I'm saying this because now I sound super old. James is going to go, oh my God. I think we just had our 20, and I think it was just like an informal gathering at like a bar, and I just chose not to go because I thought, eh. But nothing for my college. I never get notifications about that.
Really?
It seems like the informal gathering at the bar now is the typical thing post-10-year because we kind of the same thing with my high school class. So we have the 10-year reunion, and then after that, it's just meet up at the bar on this day.
Wow. All right, we've posted a request for you, those of you on the East Coast. Tell us about what you're seeing and breathing in terms of the smoke from the wildfires in Canada.
Yeah.
That's at Facebook, Good Day Radio Show, at Good Day Radio Show, 28 after the hour.
When I say Francis Ford Coppola, you think The Godfather, right? Have you tried his wines? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Where I live, Coppola wines are $12 or $13 a bottle, sometimes less on end caps. If you're shopping for vodka, remember it's merely vodka. All brands begin at an ethanol plant. Flavors aside, one big difference between brands is how fancy the bottle is. And those Belvedere and Chopin and Grey Goose bottles sure are works of art. It also matters how many times it was distilled. Browse the vodka aisle, and you'll see unfamiliar brands distilled 5, 6, 7 times. They get the job done nicely, and I say so after a rigorous series of tests. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump is waking up in Miami this morning to face criminal charges brought on by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. Trump is accused of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found a vast majority of his fellow Republicans believe the case to be politically motivated. Trump's court time is 3 p.m. Eastern for an initial appearance in the case. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says his team is ready to go.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 National Basketball Association champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 last night in Game 5. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Back at 34 after the hour. Do-do-do-do-do. General Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with our portfolio of conversation here. It's rather challenging every day for those of us who have to do this, who sweat and toil and strain at the heavy lifting that comes out of having to know what's going on and to be able to tell you in our own words what you should be thinking. Yeah, it's not, you don't want to think for yourself. You want to listen to us. So we can tell you. That's actually, we laugh about that. Exactly. That's the exact opposite of what I want to have people carry away from this program. Think for yourself. I don't want you to think what
Unless
I think.
Unless you think wrong and then change your mind.
Right. Yes. Right, exactly.
If at first you don't succeed, do what we're doing.
Oh. Hmm. Ah, okay, there's the tea.
What are we drinking? What do we have?
A little tea, thank you very much. Okay, so this is for those of you who love California. You live there, you prosper there, or you live like most of the people and don't prosper.
We struggle.
Yeah, right. Here's the Hero of the Day Award going to Governor Gavin Newsom, who has proposed...
be on Hannity's show this week, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
He's that groveling around to get...
If you don't think he wants to run for president, then that's, right. I'm sure that's why he's there.
Right. That he, you wonder how those things happen, because they have PR people. Somebody must have gotten to Sean's producers and said, hey, Gavin Newsom would like to come on your program. Can you imagine what kind of a, it's like, it'll be like a cockfight, you know, to put two chickens or something on there.
I don't know. I bet Sean pretends to be like a serious journalist and ask him to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, Gavin Newsom has proposed an unprecedented step in the fight for gun safety. He suggested the states work together to pass a 28th Amendment. This is to the Constitution that
Good
would
luck.
Put firearm restrictions in place all across the country. Not that we don't have enough laws already. They don't seem to be enforced particularly well, but let's have another one. Just because I'm running for president, and it's a
Here's what's sneaky about this. There's a couple of things. First of all, it's what raising the limit or raising the age.
21.
To 21. So for buying anything, because I think now you can buy shotguns at like 18, and you have to buy. I think already it's 21 for handguns. So everything's 21.
Yeah.
And then there's strengthening red flag laws and all this stuff. The problem is that half of the population right now feels persecuted. There are 87,000 IRS agents waiting to come after conservative organizations.
No, they're not going to do that because they don't have the money in the budget.
Well, they've been defunded. I know. There's the rumor they've been defunded, but that's what they're waiting to do. And so a lot of people wonder, like, okay, what is the red flag laws? What's the qualification? Is it people on Lexapro? Or is it people that have actually made real threats? Because we failed miserably over the last few years to figure out the people making real threats. So all of the stuff that he's proposing in this has failed in protecting us in the past. And here's the kicker. Right in the fine print, if you read down where the buried asterisk is.
Fine print.
It says that Congress can essentially overturn any other amendment, which means this law or this amendment would essentially overturn the Second Amendment, which so many of us are proud to support. And there is no way that people are going to, at least if they read through this, allow Gavin Newsom to take away the Second Amendment.
Nope. The plan reflected the part of the law in Texas that allows private citizens to sue abortion clinics they suspect of performing illegal abortions after 6 weeks. So I thought that was interesting. The two of them sort of collided in a manner of speaking. California will be first. Anyway, so there's another reason not to vote for Gavin Newsom.
But it's a little bit more than what he's showing. It's that he's trying to get on a national stage
of course.
To talk about a problem that is a concern to a lot of people, right? So
he's not going to fix it,
but he's out there talking about it.
Right. Well, so here's this whole business of what goes on in California and the people who are the focus. Remember, I've told you before. No, that's not that spirit in which I'm saying. I've told a story before about Kamala Harris being the first interview she ever did was on my program at KABC back in 1993, I think it was. And so fast forward to today.
You really liked her too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, she was swell. Yeah, right. She was the most self-serving even
just
then.
Just as good back then, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. So, the calamine lotion, the Kamala conundrum, as it's been called by the Democrats. Most of the Democrats I know don't support her, don't like her. She hasn't done anything. So, is Joe Biden going to keep her as his running mate?
Oh, yeah, or he's already said it.
Yeah, but
and here's the thing, they're stuck because Democrats play identity politics, and so this is where you get into trouble. Gavin Newsom's in trouble because he says if Dianne Feinstein resigns, he made a promise years ago to appoint a black woman to take her place, and now he's going to have to turn his back on his friends Adam Schiff in order to appoint Barbara Lee, probably, if Feinstein can't make it through her term.
She's going to find a way to make it through her term.
She probably will, but, you know, sometimes the Lord has a way of, you know, intervening is what I'm saying, you know, if she doesn't make it through.
The Lord give it,
and
the Lord take it away.
I'm not being insensitive because I think that people are
incredibly sure
to Dianne Feinstein. In this situation, she's going through it, man. Poor thing.
All right, but, so on the list.
But Kamala Harris, I think they'd be in big trouble with black women if they threw her off for someone else. And I think they're stuck.
I think there were some rumors earlier on that he would appoint her to the Supreme Court if there was another opening. Whether or not you know, Stephen Breyer goes away, he sort of said last year he was going to retire, didn't he? I think he did, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so is that a good place for her? Already there are other people that are in line. Bernie Sanders. Okay, let's have Bernie Sanders as vice president.
Well,
yay!
I don't think you need to. So I've got some hot intel on Bernie.
Hot.
Would you like to hear
it? Oh, I like it.
Hot intel from Jennifer on Bernie.
From
yes.
About the most reliable source you could get. Remember when all the candidates were being pushed to endorse Biden and they all went to Texas and they stood at his rally and Pete was there, Pete Buttigieg, and all the people like kind of signed off and they said, we're getting out, and they let Biden be the one.
Yeah.
Bernie was the lone holdout. And so Bernie said, the only way I sign off to let Biden go on to be president is if he takes my staffers, basically, my appointees. Do you know that the reason that so much is being tossed in the White House is because half of the Biden staff are former Bernie staffers or
supervisors?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is why there's so much back and forth and such a push for, like, the green stuff over anything else, because there's a bunch of Bernie people in there.
Yeah, the green stuff
is. So he doesn't even have to be vice president. His stuff's already being worked on.
Father's Day this weekend. You can ask your father some of the same questions. We had this game, the Mother's Day match game. So how about the Father's Day match game? Ask your dad. We did this at the Heidelberg reunion, actually. We were talking about favorite movies, cars, that sort of thing. Do you know what your father's favorite movie is? I make it good. Do you know, Jennifer, what your father's favorite movie is?
My dad's favorite movie would be a James Bond movie, probably.
Yeah?
One
what
of the Roger
you?
Moore James Bond.
Jay,
do
you know what your father's favorite movie
is?
Okay. So let's find out what Mike's favorite movie is. Do you know what Mike's favorite kind of car, that little Mercedes, is that his favorite car?
He loves that Mercedes for sure.
Yeah.
He had this beautiful, I want to say, was it a 57 Chevy Bel Air?
Ah,
it was red, it was rosy.
Cool.
I think
that
was probably his favorite.
Cool.
She was stunning.
Yeah. Jennifer, what about your father's favorite kind of car? I've seen the cars he's driven over the years. They're just big pigs.
But what? Not just big pigs.
Well, they were. You know, I drive big pigs too.
He has a Mustang convertible in his garage that I would say is probably.
Have I ever seen
car.
That car?
I don't know.
I don't
it's cool. It's a '68 Mustang convertible.
Yeah, he keeps it hidden. All right. Do you know what your father's favorite TV show are? Are ladies?
Which, I know he loves The Sopranos for a while.
Sopranos. Okay, that's my favorite.
Of all time, his favorite TV show is probably 24.
24, okay.
But he also loves, like, The Blacklist. Right now he likes 911 Texas.
Yeah, Blacklist is great. I wish it wasn't going away. All right, do you know, Jay, the last movie your father saw?
In theaters?
Yeah.
No, that was so long ago. I can't even tell you the last
time. He doesn't go to the theaters with your mom, really?
No, they used to. They used to go out on date night every Saturday night, but now they're more likely to go to a sporting event, go to the Guardians game or Browns or Cavs or something.
All right. What about your father?
It was in the theater with me, but I have no idea what it was.
So both Jennifer's dad and Jay's dad, Mike. They're both Mikes.
Yeah.
Mike.
It's a good name. It's a solid
name.
Both
Radio Mikes, actually.
Radio Mikes. What's your father, Jennifer's, favorite vacation spot?
He loved going to Cabo with the Beatons. He likes Hawaii. He likes Northern California. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jay?
Maui.
Dad?
Yes.
He likes Maui. Yeah, who doesn't like...
But I mean, Hawaii is
not. Hawaii is amazing.
Hawaii. Let's go to Hawaii.
Highly recommend.
Go back. Now, I want to go back to politics for a second, because although Jennifer will put me down and do poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo...
I don't put you down. I offer you an alternate way of thinking.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I think, poses a real threat to Joe Biden. Already he's in the high 20s in terms of Democratic voters. And the primary is a year and, two, 3 months away. So thinking about him and the... I remember when his uncle, John, ran for the... I'm thinking about this because of how much things have changed. The Irish Catholics were going to rule the world. The Pope was going to tell Kennedy what to do. Right, exactly. So anyway.
But instead we found whiskey.
Yep, right. And that's the Kennedy thing. The Kennedy family gets 7 cents a bottle on every bit of scotch. Everything that comes in from Scotland and Ireland and England, any booze, thanks to their ne'er-do-well, in this case, grandfather. I think Kennedy is really the only contender to knock Biden off at the moment. And he's really at it, working. And he's so different than the average Democrat.
Well, I'm going to make you lose your mind because you'll be in such a conundrum. Because you know the rumor that's being floated, right?
Which one?
Is a Trump-Kennedy unity ticket. What would you do then, huh?
I'd probably vote for that ticket,
I know.
Frankly. I probably would. Yeah. Who's floating that?
I've heard it. I don't think that it's got a lot to it. But I've heard a lot of people on social media and Twitter saying that they would love to see a unity ticket with Trump and Kennedy. Everybody always talks about bringing back, you know, unity, bringing back
parties
together.
Well, Trump would do it because he's not that attached. He's not really a party person.
Trump would absolutely do it because they stand for the same stuff. And Kennedy, by the way,
yeah.
I mean, Trump is really, that was what was the concern before, is that he wasn't going to be conservative enough because Trump was a Democrat, but Trump was an old school Democrat. You know, he was the kind that actually still had some sanity. So,
well, so is Michael Bloomberg, in a manner of speaking. So, no, I think whatever, he's got a number of people think he has too many conspiracy theories, but I think he is a very interesting candidate, frankly, and that's an interesting combo.
I didn't even poo-poo you.
No. 12 before the hour and good day. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Farmer Boy Doug here, 53 after the hour. You like that, Jen? I mean, Jay, Farmer Boy Doug.
She would, too.
Yeah, she would. All right, 53 past inside food famine. Fam? It's fam time.
You're from Boston without telling us. You're from Boston.
Food, farm, and family. Thank you very much. Tommy the K is, he's been out a number of times in the last couple of months. His mother is having a tough time, and he takes care of her, so... that sometimes means he can't be here with us. So I'm happy. I'm not happy about the circumstance with his mom, but I also know that there are lots of things that we can talk about. You can go find all this information and then some at foodfarmfamily.com. That's our website. Our priority for you is to bring you up to date on a lot of the things that are going on that are constructs around what you eat, what you put in your body. It's National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. Wow. I've taken more to peanut butters, the chocolate-covered peanut butter things, like Reese's Pieces, but there are some that have better chocolates, better. Reese's is the kind of the commercially popular brand.
Yeah. What's the one? Justin's. They have a really good peanut butter cup with dark chocolate, which I love dark chocolate. There's that one's good.
I thought we decided on one of these reports recently, dark chocolate wasn't good for you, in fact.
Yeah, well, in like with everything. Oh, in moderation. Where the cacao that is where chocolate comes from, it has levels of arsenic already in it. So the white chocolate, which is basically not even any cacao anymore, pretty much has close to none. Milk chocolate, semi-sweet chocolate has some, but then dark chocolate definitely has higher levels because that's more of the cacao bean that's been used.
Wait a minute. Let me be politically incorrect here. Have you got a speech impediment? You can't say cow, you say cacao?
It's cacao.
Cacao?
Doesn't it sound fun? It's fun to say cacao.
Cacao.
Not to be confused with cocoa, which cocoa comes from cacao.
All right. So the peanut likely originated somewhere around modern-day Peru, down in Brazil, somewhere down there. So when the Europeans came over here to grab everything they could... They grabbed peanuts and then they took them to Africa and apparently spread them to Asia as well. In America and down south, I think especially peanut production, Jimmy Carter had, his family still has a big peanut plantation down in that little town in Georgia where they come from. Apparently Union soldiers liked the peanuts when they were fighting the Civil War. So one of the things that they managed to enjoy, if you will, about taking over the South. Fast forward to the 1900s, the destruction of cotton, the boll weevil, the livelihood of a lot of farmers changed into planting peanuts instead of the, you know, the problem with the cotton. So, anyway, I wonder who it is. Dr. Kellogg, who is the Kellogg's of Kellogg, Michigan, at the Kellogg's Foods, he supposedly created the first peanut butter. What do you think about that? Is there a peanut butter cereal? There's peanut butter pretty much everything else. But is there a peanut butter cereal?
I feel like there is. I almost want to say there is. And I think it might be Reese's that has peanut
Reese's
butter.
Reese's? Really?
It's these little spheres, and some of them are peanut butter flavored, some of them are chocolate flavored.
Huh. All right, well, anyway, peanut butter was focused. Dr. George Washington Carver had a recipe for peanut butter in his book on growing peanuts in 1916. And from there, peanut butter hit stores in the 1920s. In 1932, the first recipe for peanut butter cookies came out. And therefore, that is the story, the whole story, nothing but the story about peanut butter cookies. Yum. I think it was peanut butter cookies with chocolate chips in them. Are there any of those around? I'd like to see.
I think you can make them easily yourself.
Yeah.
My only request, peanut butter cookies are so good, or with the peanut butter chips even, but they have to be ooey-gooey chewy. I can't eat crunchy cookies. If I want to eat a crunchy cookie, I'm going to eat a cracker.
Really? I like crunchy cookies. I like them both, actually.
Give me the soft, chewy ones. Yeah. Yum.
But talking about chocolate, what you and I had for dessert yesterday...
Oh, the molten lava cake?
Yeah.
So good.
We shared a molten lava cake. All right, don't forget Dairy Month. June is Dairy Month, and milk, for me, is the ultimate drink as long as it's real milk. The crap that comes from acorns or whatever the hell the latest thing is.
Almonds and cashews?
Doesn't help your body rehydrate, repair, or replenish. Cow's milk, full of nutrients. So is goat milk, too, as a matter of fact. Helps build strong bodies, more your bones and your immune system. 13 essential nutrients and minerals in milk. Protein, calcium, potassium, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, riboflavin. In other words, drink milk. It's Dairy Month. Milk. Make yours milk, please. Real milk.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.